Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the various adab from the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we do another adab. It is Babu karahati al-khuruj min al-masjid ba'd al-adhani illa li'udhrin hatta yusalli al-maktuba. The chapter on the detestability, the dislike of leaving the masjid after the azan, but before performing the farz salah without a valid reason. So what does hadith, what the section is speaking about, is that the azan has gone. Now a person has got some reason to go out, the valid shari'i reason, no problem, he can go way out before the faraz namaz. If he's got a valid reason, shari'i reason. But there's no valid reason, then a person should make sure azan is gone, he should read his namaz in the masjid, and then he should go. He shouldn't leave after the azan and before the namaz is left. In fact, the ulama have mentioned, fuqaha have mentioned, it is makruh for a person to do that. Once the azan is called, sometimes a person thinks, I'm going to read namaz in another masjid. He's got it in his mind. But the azan has already been called out in the masjid that he is in. Now for him to leave that masjid and go to the other masjid is makruh. Why? Because azan has already been called out in this masjid, he should read his namaz in this masjid. If it happens like that, and there's a hikmat, there's a lot of hikmat and wisdom to this adab and this etiquette and this thing that we have been shown, is that if people start leaving namaz after, or start leaving the masjid after the azan, what will happen to the respect and the regard for the congregation jamaat that is taking place? Imagine if people are coming to the masjid, other people are going, namaz hasn't yet taken place. Now when you come to the masjid, if a person just sees people leaving, automatically in his mind he thinks namaz is over. Why? Because the regard and respect is there. Everyone comes for namaz and everyone leaves after namaz. But if some people decide they're going to leave before the faraz namaz, now it creates that disregard for a great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of performing salat with jamaat together. The other thing is it can create doubt in certain people's minds. That look at this person, perhaps he got something against the masjid, or perhaps he got something against the imam. Azan is gone now, he's leaving the masjid, he's not reading his namaz in this masjid. Maybe he's got some problem with this masjid. So to clear the mind from all type of suspicion, and to give that high regard for the jamaat that takes place, the moment azan is called out in the masjid, now it is makruh for a person to leave the masjid without any valid reason before the faraz salah takes place. One other thing to bear in mind is if a person happens needs to leave, there is some reason for him to leave, he needs to go somewhere, he got some work, or he plans to read salah in a different masjid, what he must do, he must leave before the azan. Don't wait for the azan to be called out. Now once the azan is called out, now he wants to leave, that now becomes makruh. So there is no harm if he needs to leave, but he should leave before the azan. However, if a person has got a genuine reason, he needs to use the toilet, or a person is not feeling well, or some other genuine shari'i reason, he has to go in an emergency, somebody is not well at home, then if he leaves, there's no harm. But yeah, it's calling just casually, person plans to leave, and he leaves after the azan has been called out. And Abi Sha'tha, he qal, kunna qu'udan ma'abi hurairata radiyallahu anhu fil masjid, fa'adhana al-mu'adhin, faqama rajulun min al-masjidi, yamshi, فأتبعه أبو هريرة بصره حتى خرج من المسجد فقال أبو هريرة أما هذا فقد عصى أبو القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو الشعثاء رحمة الله عليه narrates, we were sitting with حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه in the masjid, and the muezzin called out the azan. A man stood up and walked out of the masjid. So the muezzin called out the azan. We were still sitting with حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه in that gathering. One man stood up and he walked out. He walked out of the masjid. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu watched him until he left the masjid. In other words, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu looked at him to see what is this person doing. Azan has been called out, and he looked and he saw that this person has left the masjid. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu then said that this person has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim. Abu al-Qasim radiallahu, Abu al-Qasim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is one of the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this person has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim, means he has disobeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevented us from leaving the masjid like this. Babu karahati raddi al-rayhani li ghayri udhrin. The chapter on the detestability of refusing itar without any valid reason. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man urida alayhi rihanun, فَلَا يَرُدَّهُ فَإِنَّهُ خَفِيفُ الْمَحْمِلِ طَيِّبُ الْرِيحِ. This chapter is teaching us that for any valid reason, or for any invalid reason rather, we shouldn't break a person's heart. Person is offering us some ittar, some attar, a person is giving us attar. Now, don't refuse it. Rasulullah Sallam is explaining this hadith. Why? Because ittar is such a thing. Let's do the translation and explain. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one who is offered perfume, ittar, should not refuse it because it is light to carry and fragrant in scent. Yeah, light to carry, ulama explain what it means. Light to carry means, it's not a very difficult thing for a person to give. When ittar, if somebody gives us, how difficult is it? And to accept something that is not so expensive and not so hard to take, how difficult it is to accept. So by that person giving also is easy, the person accepting also is something that is easy. So because it's so easy, don't refuse it. If somebody comes and offers us something very expensive, we may think twice, that if this person is giving us something so expensive, maybe it's hard for him to give it, and maybe also it's difficult for me to take something so expensive. Or there is a possibility if that person is giving me something that is so expensive, he may remind me about it in future, that you know, I gave you such and such a thing, I gave you an expensive watch, I gave you one car, I gave you an expensive appliance. So now, those kind of things, the person can nicely refuse. Why? Because they're very, very expensive, and the potential is there of exploitation. But if somebody is giving you an ittar, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is teaching, that this thing is light to carry. In other words, it's light, it's a light burden. It's not something for you also that's difficult to even take it and carry it with you also. And it's not a difficult burden upon you, upon your mind, mentally, to think that a man has given you something so expensive, how can I accept it from him? So take it, you'll be keeping that man's heart also. That man also will be encouraged to give. People will be encouraged to exchange these type of gifts. If this type of custom or this type of system is in place, it's something that is easy to take, we take. Something that's easy to give, we give. And Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana la yaruddu tibu. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not refuse perfume. Would not refuse perfume. Al-Ama'ini rahmatullahi alayhi stated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved perfume because he would interact with the malaika, and they would dislike offensive odors. One other thing we learn from here is that when something is easy to keep a person's heart, keep his heart. For example, a person has invited you to his house. There's no guna that is taking place. There's no sin that is taking place. He's called you, he's invited you, he's given an invitation, come for a cup of tea. Or come, and you've got no reason to refuse it. You're not busy at that time. Then keep the person's heart. Because this is something that is very great in Sharia. To make somebody happy is something that is extremely great. Can you imagine how much more sawab and how much more reward it is to keep the seniors happy, to keep the elders, to keep the parents? This is talking about any ordinary person comes and offers you an ittar, don't refuse it. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining, it's so easy to keep the man's happy, why man's heart happy, why should you refuse it and make him unhappy? So like that, this by extension, anything that is easy to keep people happy, go out of our way to keep them happy. It shouldn't be such that we are means of making people unhappy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.